Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Kum Dakshi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Dupont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, this is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. Nice to meet you again today for the English version of the Comme d'Archi podcast. Let's talk about a project Anne-Charlotte worked on during her master year in history of architecture and reworked for her thesis. It is the project of the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme, MSH, located 54 Boulevard Raspail in Paris, in the mythical 6th arrondissement almost opposite to the Grand Hôtel Lutetia. This architectural project of the MSH, delivered in 1970, materialized the institutional project of the same name carried by the great historian Fernand Braudel. He strongly developed the human sciences in the reconstruction years of the 50s and 60s. Moreover, the MSH project will probably not have seen the light of day without the financing of the American Ford Foundation. If some people want to destroy the old world, they must be reminded of everything that was done in the development of the human sciences at the time of the 30-year post-war boom. The MSH architectural project embodies this profoundly human and positive values, as well as expressing an unprecedented modernity, an innovative spirit that will have marked the history of architecture. Not a schizophrenic vision of architecture, but architecture as a discipline, inducing economies of material, space, technological advances. The architectural project of the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme was born in 1958 on the drawing board of the renowned architect of the French civil buildings and national palaces just after the birth of the institutional project. After that, Jean-Jacques Boeuf, then head of the agency at Marcel Lodz, was in charge of presiding the project to develop through images a communication project. But he quickly left the agency and Paul Dupont, an architect who arrived in 1957, already qualified as an American in Paris and surrounded by a certain prestige, naturally inherited the MSH project. In 1962, a study trip to the United States, made to visit and understand some of the most advanced libraries in the world, and also made to define a cutting-edge program for the MSH, reinforced Paul Dupont's role in the project. The then-present institutions appreciated the knowledge and analysis of the young architect at the heart of the American environment with which he was familiar. Indisposed by jet lag and the grounding of a plane during the trip, Marcel Lodz annoyed everyone, which made me the key figure of this mission. My mastery of the language, my knowledge of the country, my ease in the American Architectural Register, my relational network there made things much easier, told Paul Dupont. The evolution of the Master Lord Agency into an architectural collective, with the creation of LDB, Lords de Pont-Beauclair Architects Civil Partnership in 1963, allowed Paul Dupont to take charge of the project with a certain freedom, since being now a partner, he became Master Lord's equal in the hierarchy. The MSH project, often interrupted in its progress, really got off to a good start in 1964, giving Paul Dupont just enough time to make his mark as a partner and to assert his practice as a manager. The architectural drawings and plans, retracing in their entirety the genesis of the MSH, testify to this shift of the project from the hands of Marcel Lodz to those of Paul Dupont. Marcel Lodz treated a parcel of land. Paul Dupont invested the block, or even the district. For the latter, a deflumpment of the façade of the Boulevard Raspail in the alignment and height of the buildings on the boulevard, preserving the grandiose proportions of the Haussmannian boulevard. Except a street corner treated as a hollow, a sort of contemporary and a typical counterpoint to the treatment of the traditional corner with its very Parisian cutaway edge. The return on the Rue du Cherche Midi makes it possible to reduce the heights to fit into the proportion of the more picturesque fabric. The filigree expression of the facades where the metallic structure is expressed, the transparent first floor, two strong expressions with a very Dupont style, the idea of the grandmother's shutter taken from a study by the third associate, Henri Beauclair, giving mobility to the facades and thus metallic, all of which are assets that go into the direction of a large-scale expression and strictly contemporary for the period. The way in which the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme is built, and more precisely what makes up the structure that carries everything, is explained by this somewhat barbaric phrase. A pre-stressed metal structure with a collaborative reinforced concrete floor slab. The inventor of this technique is a man of Polish origin, Leon Karol Wilenko. Throughout his life, he has worked with passion as an engineer. The Ministry of Education had encouraged us to work with Leon Karol Wilenko, a wonderful man and an excellent engineer. He himself had his own fantasies as a builder, and at that time he was working on the pre-stressing of steel structures. As we were limited in height for reasons of size, we had to pass ducts through the thickness of the floor. There are only about 50 centimeters between the ceiling and the floor above. We adopted his system, said architect Paul Dupont. The long-awaited MSH construction site began in November 1966. The chosen site corresponds essentially to the former prison of the Cherche Midi, the one where Dreyfus was imprisoned. The site of a small service station along the Boulevard Raspail is annexed to it, allowing the development of a large façade on this long boulevard. After 7 months, in July 1967, an operation to consolidate the party wall with the listed Hôtel de Rochambeau was finally completed. At the end of December 1967, the steel structure of the main building was completed. The events of May 1968 slowed down the building site. Paving stones were thrown, while cars on the Boulevard Raspail were set on fire. Thus, the delivery of the building will be effective only in 1970. And, after 30 years of use, around the year 2000, the rehabilitation of the building is decided, and the process is repeated. Many years of reflection, and the MSH, again dazzling, is delivered a second time in 2017. The rehabilitation project is led by the Raymond Châtillon Architects team. The innovative Paul Dupont 3M building we talked about last week, whose squatting steel structure was not covered with asbestos, has been destroyed. This building was located in a vast wooded area that has just been covered with concrete, at a time when, in Paris, we tried to implement greenery everywhere. All this while the MSH has been rehabilitated despite its metal structure at the time covered with asbestos. A logic in all this? Without doubt, it is better to have the status of a public building, rather than a private status with all that it represents in terms of change, speculative and capricious policies. A book co-authored by Anne Charlotte will be published on the subject of the MSH in a few weeks, Of course, we will keep you informed. Well, thank you for listening. Good day to you all, and let's meet again next week for a new episode in English.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comdarchi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.